Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio. And with us this week, we have the full house back in effect, like Rex in effect. We have Gamus Cowan.
Greetings, programs.
We have Drew Leachman, Frustrated Fury.
Hello.
We have Ryan the Wombat Wombode.
Hello.
We have John Dub.
Hello.
And we have K-Dub.
Hey.
Ha-ha. Everybody sounds thrilled to be here. It's always good. I'm gonna mix things up this week. So I'm gonna go ahead and start the fondling off myself.
Oh,
because
you got something special to talk about.
I guess it is special. Not the special I wanted to be, but the special that was. And I only played one game, so it'll be relatively short. But I did get for review Portal 2 on Saturday for the PlayStation 3. And I have played this quite a bit. In fact, I have completed the co-op mode in its entirety, and it was awesome. I played through with K-Dub in split screen, and it was about 8 hours long just for the co-op. And
wow.
It's entirely new puzzles and stuff that aren't in the single player, and you have to work together in order to solve the puzzles. You get a total of 4 portals, and they put some crazy stuff that is only possible if you work in conjunction with the other person. And it is actually really, really good. It's once again, if you played the original Portal, it's very, very funny, very, very comical. And the new stuff that they've added, instead of just doing portals and momentum and things like that, there are now, like, this gel that does 2 separate things. One makes you bounce, one makes you go really fast. And the further you get into the game, you have to start using more and more stuff together in conjunction. And there are some ridiculous... there's literally some puzzles towards the end of the game that we sat and stared at for probably, like, 45 minutes trying to figure out what you had to do. And it's just, it's insanely addictive, it's insanely fun, and the co-op mode in and of itself could have been one game. I know a lot of people were concerned, Portal, hey, is it really a $60 title? Yes, it really is, especially after playing 8 hours of just co-op mode. And then I have played through 3 chapters of the story mode so far, and it's great. If you played the first one, the story continues along. The new characters are great. The returning characters are great. The puzzles are incredible, as they always were. Very thought-provoking, very fun to play through. And the PS3 version is definitely the one to get, if you're going to get one, because obviously you get a free code for Steam that you can actually download the PC version as well. So you get 2 versions for the price of 1. And it's actually really cool because you can load your Steam account on your PS3. You can literally log in and it gives you access to your friends list, cross-platform play, cross-platform chat, access to your achievements on Steam as well as your trophies on PSN. I mean, Valve really went all out with the PS3 version, and it is definitely by far just an incredible game. My review should be up on Tuesday. That's when the embargo ends, but if you were a fan at all of the first game, you need to buy this game. This game is absolutely incredible. It is totally worth the price tag. I would say there's probably 20 hours worth of content in there, which is a lot more. I mean, the co-op alone is longer than, you know, a lot of games' single-player campaign. So, I mean, that says a lot for a game where basically you just put portals on a wall. So, very, very good game. As far as Future Fondling, I'm going to finish up single-player that today and get my review ready for Tuesday. The only other thing that I could talk about is I actually was on a roundtable conference call with the entire development team, sans Ed Boon, of course, he never shows up, of Mortal Kombat on Wednesday afternoon, I believe. And we got to sit down and talk about a lot about the game. We were embargoed until Friday to talk about it. I know one of the big questions a lot of people are asking is about the online, how they plan to balance it without releasing a patch every day. And they actually went really into detail about this, and it's actually really, really cool what they're doing. Basically, on PSN and Xbox Live, they have a little, for lack of a better description, a text file that's a checksum. And basically it says, okay, this move does this amount of damage, that move does this amount of damage, blah, blah, blah. Every day they can go in and alter that text file, and it uploads immediately into the multiplayer version of the game as well as the single-player version of the game, so they can tweak it for people who find exploits in the game. And that was actually really, really cool. I did get PR'd a couple times asking questions because they didn't want to answer them. So the Warner Brothers people popped in and said, no, I'm not going to tell you about that. Which one of my questions was, what single-player DLC did they plan to add, such as, like, more crypt items or more tower challenges or things like that. They wouldn't answer that. They also wouldn't answer any questions about other alities in the game besides fatalities.
I know there's a babality.
Now, see, I was avoiding spoilers.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm actually on a media blackout right now. I'm not going on any of these frickin' forums or anything because too many people have the game right now.
Dude, it was straight up on the front page of N4G for a few minutes.
I know, and I'm staying away from all of it.
Oh my god, come on.
I am too, dude. I don't play with spoilers.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
No, I didn't. I didn't know any of things that were going on. And the problem is if you go to these forums, they're actually describing the fatalities in the subject line. I don't want to know this. This is half of the fun of playing Mortal Kombat, is figuring them out. Yeah, yeah, what's in the Absolutely. Game and all that stuff, and these people are just ruining it because, hey, look, I got it early. You know,
the
even
secret stuff that nobody knows about is the best part. Well, not the best part, but one of the best parts of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is even if I had had the game on Friday, I would have not said anything to anybody about anything because I know what it's like when you get into the game and you're like, oh my god, there's this, you know? And I'm staying away from it, but the conference call was really, really cool, talking with the guys. I know Hector Sanchez, Paulo Garcia, John Edwards, just a bunch of those guys were on there, and there was a lot of information. I do have the audio of it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it and put it on the web, simply because we had so many technical difficulties and lots of static, and we lost people halfway through the call, and it was really just a technical mess. But when we did get to chat with him, it was very awesome, and that leads right into my future following, is that that's all I'm playing this week. That's it.
And they mention it all, like if they were going to have anything for the Xbox?
No, the Xbox 360 has nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, other than the Avatar support for King of the Hill mode.
Wow. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Sony had to put out a lot of money for that.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt about that. So, but, I mean, it is what it is. Pick your version you're going to play online with. Kratos is cool. The extra stage is cool. But do know, I don't know if anybody knew this, but do know that Kratos has been banned from tournaments. He's just a
powerhouse.
He's just a fun character. So, and that's another reason I fear playing online on the PS3, is so many people are going to be using him. And
Kratos, yeah.
And he's apparently overpowered, so.
He's going to be the Ryu of Mortal Kombat now.
Yeah, so. But I've heard his fatality is one of the best, so I'm excited to see it. But that's it. That wraps it up. That's all I had. But like I said, Portal, incredible. Looking forward to Mortal Kombat on Tuesday, and possibly some SOCOM. But we'll see what happens.
SOCOM.
SOCOM. But that's it for me. So now I will move on to Gambus Con.
Oh, okay. Let me see. This past week has once again been a pretty much a straight up portable gaming week. I've been playing my 3DS a lot. Played some more Super Street Fighter 4. Not a lot of it, but just a little bit. And I'm really liking that game. It's definitely the premier title to get for the system. Played some Ridge Racer 3D. I'm really enjoying that. And also, I've been playing the games that I'm going to be doing a review of this week.
Or your kneecaps will be broken.
Yeah.
I'm sending K-Dub. I'm sending my Enforcer.
I'm already there.
Uh-oh. Probably right on my birthday, too.
Better hide your kids.
Yeah, that's my birthday present to you. Two broken kneecaps.
Ah!
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Snap.
Talk about a rough one. But, I played some, Ghost Recon Shadow Wars. That game is awesome. It's probably my second favorite game, out of the entire 3DS launch lineup. It does play a little bit like Advanced Wars. It's a strategic tactical game. However, there doesn't really seem to be any other type of units beyond the six characters that the game focuses on. So it's a very character-driven tactical strategy game. And it's really, really cool. I love the way that the 3D is implemented. The graphics are just okay looking, but for a strategic tactical game, they do really well. And the game reminds me a lot of the G.I. Joe live-action movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, in terms of its, like, execution and how you can almost imagine, like, all the characters wearing skin-tight leather suits.
I have an email immediately from Ubisoft that said if you ever compare our game to that movie again, I will slit your throat.
Okay.
Wasn't that bad, was it?
No, I didn't hate it, but it there's...
It was cheesy. I mean, don't get me wrong, but
what do you expect?
So is G.I. Joe.
Yeah, what do you expect from a movie based on guys that shoot red and blue lasers at each other?
Exactly.
People were like, it's not accurate to the cartoon. Well, if it was accurate, the characters would look like the village people. But
okay, there's a little innuendo in there, Gambus, but we'll let you pass.
Okay.
Innuendo.
Yeah, exactly.
Another game that I've been playing lately is Asphalt 3D. This is a racing game. I was playing Ridge Racer before I played this, so I can kind of gauge, like, you know, which is the quality racer. Ridge Racer 3D is definitely, in terms of straight up gameplay, is hands down the victor in terms of the actual racing itself. However, Asphalt 3D, despite some of its technical issues, such as low frame rate, some collision detection problems. I mean, the frame rate actually kind of screws around with the gameplay itself because there's oncoming traffic as you're racing the game, and sometimes because of the crappy frame rate, you can accidentally crash into an oncoming vehicle that you maybe have only seen like three frames ahead. So it comes off as real kind of cheap and kind of wonky in terms of the gameplay's execution. However, there are things that are cool about the game, such as there's a leveling up system where when you level up, you can unlock more vehicles that you can play. You can accumulate money through the races, so you can buy upgrades. The game kind of straddles the line between arcade racer with a little bit of simulation mixed in. I'll tell you the truth, when I first started playing it, I thought it was a crappy game. I thought that I was just like, this game is garbage. Which, there's a lot of reviews out that say that the game is complete and utter garbage, but upon further playing, I think it's fun, but with a lot of flaws. A lot of flaws. And sometimes the flaws do get in the way of the gameplay. So, just keep that in mind. The review will be coming up this week. And
better be.
It's a decent game. It's decent. Another game that I played a little bit more of, Rayman 3D. This game is pretty cool. I really enjoy it. It's a port of the Dreamcast version of, I think, Rayman 2. It's a nice 3D action platformer. It's the game that I played the least of this week. So I'll be definitely playing more of it this week. And I'll have a review of the game as well. And that's pretty much it for current falling. Well, I should also talk about the 3DS, some of the stuff that that my wife and myself have encountered. We went to the mall the other day and we obtained some more Miis, and that was pretty cool. I encountered a guy wearing a Metroid hat where it looks like there's one of those alien Metroids. It looks like it's sucking on his brain. It's pretty funny.
Are you talking about he was really wearing that hat in real life, or that was what his Mii was wearing?
Oh, that's the Mii. It's one of the awards. I think you can win through the puzzle mini game. And speaking of mini games, the built-in role-playing game called Find Mii. Both my wife and myself are in the second to the last room of the entire game, and the room is completely dark, which makes all your characters run away instantly. So the only way, supposedly, that you can get past this room is if one of your characters has a light spell to light up the room. I read on a major forum website that one guy actually acquired 50 characters and was unable to get the light spell. However, I kind of was like, I think I have a strategy. I think I have a strategy to get past the room. It involves changing the shirt of your Mii character, because you can use Miis that you meet up on Street Pass. And since me and my wife, you know, both have systems and we Street Pass, I'm thinking that if we change our shirt color to white, because that's a direct result of the type of magic that you have, I'm pretty sure that the white shirt actually represents light magic. So I'm hoping that this little strategy is going to work so that we can get past the second to the last stage in the game of Find Me, which, I mean, the stuff that the 3DS comes with, I mean, you don't really have to buy any games. I mean, granted, Street Fighter is incredible, but the games that the system comes with and has built in with the system is also really, really cool. So I'm really enjoying the 3DS more so than any portable game system that I've ever played. Another thing that me and my wife were talking about the other night was, like most portable games, most gamers, you know, usually take them on a trip or vacation and usually keep them home, you know, and sometimes, you know, the system collects dust. Well, in our case, we take our system everywhere we go, because when you find a Mii character through the Street Pass, it's kind of a neat little surprise. And on top of that, the system counts your footsteps, so you can kind of keep track of, you know, how many steps you took throughout the day. So that's kind of neat. And I was talking to my wife. I was like, you know something? This system actually has its own built-in marketing, in that if you're always carrying it around, it's always kind of in the back of your mind, whereas other game systems, portable game systems, where, you know, you leave them home, a lot of times you forget all about them. Whereas this, you know, since you always have it with you, you almost feel compelled to get no games for it. So, in a way, it's kind of another way of marketing genius through Nintendo to turn a social experience into built-in marketing right into the hardware itself. So,
booyaka.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my current fondling, and my future fondling at the same time.
We'll rock your face.
And I also picked up a PSP game.
PSP.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey-o.
Last night. Yeah, I picked up a game called Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky. And it's a strategy, kind of a light strategy. Well, no, not really light strategy, but it's kind of a strategy RPG. I've done a lot of research on it about it on the internet, and it seems like a game that I would really get into. It's actually part of a trilogy, the first part, and it actually has nothing to do with the other Legend of Heroes games that have been previously released for the PSP, other than the fact that it's made by the same company. But it's a completely different direction. I heard that it doesn't even take place in the same, like, world as the other Legend of Heroes games. But this game, from what I hear, has a really good storyline. I've also heard that it's very, very text-heavy. And another thing about the game that is supposed to be really good is the music. The music is freaking awesome. It gives Yasu Koshiro from Ys fame a kind of a run for his money. It's kind of a mixture of like progressive rock meets synthesizer meets new age. It's like really, really cool sounding music. So that'll probably be a little bit of my future fondling, but I'm still in 3DS mode right now. So that's it.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Gambus. All right. Now we move on to Mr. Frustrated Fury.
Jesus.
You can just call me ZT.
Okay. Wow, how do I follow up with that? Well, I played a lot of Divinity 2.
Yeah, I actually got an email from Atlas. They were like, do you know when your review's going to go live? And I was like, I told my dude Monday, and he sent me a picture that said, you made my fucking day.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what now?
The guys at Atlas sent me an email and asked me when our review was going live, and I told him, I said, I gave him a deadline of Monday. And he sent me back an email that said, you made my fucking day.
Jesus.
Apparently they haven't been able to get people to review it. The people just aren't reviewing it, so.
Oh, damn. Well, I mean, I'll be getting it Monday. Wow. Let's see here. Where to start with Divinity 2? I don't know about that game. That game's good in parts, but then furiously frustrating in others. It's... The problem is that the game wants you to explore. And I'm totally fine with that. It's a huge open world game. You know, it's nice walking around and stuff like that. The problem is, you're going to get attacked every 5 steps. And the bad thing is, you know, I'm level 9 or level 10 right now, and I'm going up against a guy who's level 9. Well, that guy's going to almost kill me, but then he's got two of his other buddies there waiting to finish me off. So you're constantly having to go over there, kill a guy, run away, then let them kind of like, you know, if you get too far away from them, they'll just restart and just kind of go start walking back to where they're supposed to be. And then I run over there and kill the next guy after I heal up. And it's just, it's monotonous, you know. Because, like, this game does not hold your hand at all. It just says, okay, you need to go to this tower. Okay, well, where's the tower? We don't know. Just go to the tower. So you have to walk around to find a fucking tower. And I find the tower. It takes forever to get into the tower. I talk to a guy. He says, okay, you need to go over here to this other tower. I said, where's it at? He says, to the east. I was like, okay, well, there's a lot of shit to the east. Just look for a tower. So that's where I'm going now. I'm going to another tower. I can do the dragon stuff, but I can't do it whenever I want to because I have to get this thing from another tower in the east, which is where I'm going now. The problem is, you know, I wish there was the block button. You know, this is the perfect example for this game. Divinity 2 is Demon Souls. If you couldn't block and the combat was bad.
Oh.
Because it is rewarding at times. You know, when you beat a guy or when you beat like a band of bad guys or whatever, it feels good because, you know, you get decent experience. You know, you level up rather quickly. I'd say, you know, you're probably leveling up once every hour or so. And, you know, it's kind of like Dragon Age. Whenever you level up, you get to put points in some of your attributes, but you also get to put a point in one of your specializations. So you may be able to learn a new spell or a new attack or maybe buff yourself up and stuff like that. Right now I'm using a sword and shield, and because, you know, the shield obviously gives you more defense. And if you could just block in the game, it seems like it would be just slightly easier. But you can't block, so you're just constantly getting chopped up while you're trying to chop a guy. So it basically ends up being whoever starts hitting first is going to win kind of thing.
That's so, never fun.
I know. I mean, but there's a lot of good things about this game. The RPG elements are fantastic. The whole, you know, every time you level up, it's kind of like, awesome, I get to level up, so I get to look at all the stuff that I can put points into and see which one I want to put into it and see if it'll help me out and what buffs I can put on and stuff like that. And that's fun. It's just, I'm so torn on this game. It's good, but then it's, I wouldn't say that it's brutal. It is very brutal. I just say that it's a very difficult game to try and get into because what's going to boil down to is you attacking one guy and then running away from the rest of the guys and then going back. So it's constantly having to run from stuff, you know. And which, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not crazy. I looked up a game fact for it. And from what this game fact that I was reading, this is just some guy's opinion. He says once you hit about level 12, he says it starts getting easier because by that time you're more powerful than most of the guys you're going to go up against besides bosses and stuff. But the first 10 levels of that game, whew, it's rough. But see, the thing is, you have a little, like, starting town where you can take on, like, small quests and stuff like that. And I run into, like, little trolls and stuff like that, and I can pretty much take them on. You know, they give me a little bit of trouble in, like, a group of, like, five or something like that, but, you know, I never really had any trouble. But then when you finally get the quote-unquote power to turn into a dragon, the difficulty just spikes up to 11. Like, I don't, like, it blew my mind. Because I was like, you need to go to this tower. I was like, okay, well, I see where the tower is. It's way over there in the background. So I start walking toward it, and I run into these skeletons. They kill me in like 8 blows, and there are no autosaves in this fucking game. So I had to start from my last save, which was an hour ago. So I promptly turned off my Xbox and said, I'm not going to play you for the rest of the fucking night. But, yeah, you have to save after every time. Every time you kill something, you need to save. That's the best way to do it. Which, I mean, don't get me wrong, the saving is not that. It doesn't take long. Like, you know, like in Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2, it would take forever for something to save. In this game, it doesn't, so it's kind of quick. But I will have to say that the loading is really bad. It, like, every time you go somewhere and it loads, it will take a good 20, 30 seconds before it'll finally load. And I've installed it and everything. So, Divinity 2 is decent. I say you have to have a lot of patience for it. A person who enjoyed Demon Souls a lot and is willing to work around a little bit of meh.
A little bit of meh.
A little bit of meh would enjoy it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm kind of enjoying the game. I do like the whole... The story is actually kind of interesting to me. You know, it's you basically become your enemy. And then you find out that your enemy wasn't really that bad. So, but it's not bad. I mean, you know, like I said, you can read my review today, I guess.
Today!
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal, just put it that way. Let's see here. I got Dragon Age 2 up on my television right now. I'm going to finish that game today. I am bound and determined. So, yeah, Dragon Age 2, still playing through it. It's picking up. You know, the third act is where the story actually starts to pick up a lot. I'm still doing the loyalty missions, I guess, it seems like. I'm finishing those up, and then I'm finally going to start doing... You get to choose... You have to choose between two factions, basically, at the end. Or, well, not necessarily. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I haven't really delved into it much. I'm just doing side quests right now. I want to finish it up. Which I'm, like, the level cap's level 20. I'm level 19 right now, so I got to be really close to the end. But, yeah, Dragon Age 2. I'm going to finish that up today. Let's see here. Oh, I delved back into, I played some Super Street Fighter 4, which I will mention. I played some with Fixer, and I did actually play Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which I said I'd never play again.
Traitor!
I know, traitor. Just like Final Fantasy. But, I think, it was just like Jeff Borsick, wanted to play some, and him and Fixer were playing it. And I was like, yeah, screw it, and I started playing it, and I totally forgot how to play that game, and I actually got beat. This never happens. That pissed me off. Nah, it didn't piss me off. I was like, damn, I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah. And so, but you know, after, it's like riding a bike. Once you start doing it again, you kind of never forget, really. And, but then me, like, Jeff left, and then me and Fixer went and played Super Street Fighter 4. He's not bad at Super Street Fighter 4. You know, I mean, I did, like, we started doing randoms toward the end, and they kept giving me fucking Vega for some reason. And, he kicked my ass a couple times. But, actually, what I was going to say was I'd actually delve back into, for some reason, I think because I had transferred all my stuff to my new hard drive that I got. I got a 120 gig hard drive. I transferred all my stuff over, and I was like, I looked to see what all I had, and I had an HD remix. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. And I was like, let me give that a shot. And I played it, and I was like, yep, this computer still cheats like a motherfucker.
I think it was funny about that game is we sat around and talked about it for like a year because they kept delaying it, and then when it came out, we played it for a week.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, that was the... I played a crap ton of that game because, you know, it was basically the hype machine for Street Fighter 4. And, you know, I didn't have a really good fighting game to play online, particularly a Street Fighter game. And when that game came out, I was obsessed over it for a while. I had gotten really good with it. Sagat was still my main in that one. And I actually participated in a tournament that they had with that game. I did not win because, you know, I've never been really good at Street Fighter 2. I was actually better at Street Fighter Alpha. And then Street Fighter 3 came out, and that changed up every damn thing. But I think, but I did play a lot of it. And yeah, the computer cheats. If somehow Guile can throw a sonic boom while he's moving toward you, I've never figured that out.
It's magic.
Yeah, and T-Hawk, he's the cheapest fucking character in that game. He can reach you. He must have like freaking Dalsim arms because he can reach you and grab you from like a mile away. And, like, when I start playing T-Hawk, I just turn it off. I'm like, I can't play this. So, but there's actually there's a lot of people still playing that online.
That shocks me.
There's a lot of people still playing that. Which, they had that at Evo. They had the HD remix at Evo, and it was a game that they were playing.
I just can't imagine playing that when, you know, you got, like, Super Street Fighter 4.
Well, I mean, it's still a very competent game, and it still looks great.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's so, like, elementary compared to the new ones.
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, there is no dashing, and I couldn't get used to that. And, I don't know. It's like, you know, you don't actually have a throw combination. You just got to be close to a guy and then hit a hard attack kind of thing. I don't know. It was good to go back to it for a little while, but I'm still sticking with Super Street Fighter 4. You know, I just wanted to see how it was. It's like, I remember this. I'll play it. Played a little bit of that. Played a little bit of Super Meat Boy. Because what happened was Divinity 2 pissed me off, and I was like, I don't want to play it anymore, but I want to play something. So I just started looking on my hard drive because my Xbox was on.
You got pissed off, and then you went to play Meat Boy?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm fucking crazy, I guess. But I did a few more levels in Meat Boy. I'm in hell right now. That shit's difficult as hell.
Oh, that's why it's hell.
Yeah, literally. Is that the final level?
Dude, I don't know. I haven't beat it yet. Every time I play it, I get to a point to where like it kicks my... It's kind of like when I play Angry Birds. I get to a point where it pisses me off, and then I stop playing it. I forget where. I think I'm in the Salt Factory or something. I can't remember.
Are you still in the Salt Factory?
Yeah.
Hell's right after that. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I've played. This week, as far as Future finally goes, I'm going to play some more Street Fighter 4, getting ready for that tournament. I'm going to play some more. Oh, I'm going to play Mortal Kombat, obviously. I'm going to be playing Mortal Kombat. Depending on, like, I don't know how I'm going to do in Mortal Kombat yet. I'm pretty sure, more than likely, what's going to end up happening, I'm going to start playing it and be obsessed with it, just like I am with every other fighting game. That's probably what's going to end up happening. But still, I have my doubts that I don't know if it'll hook me just as much as, you know, Street Fighter does. But we'll find out. It plays, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it plays differently, but it has a lot of the same aspects of Street Fighter, you know, as far as, like, just, like, dashing and stuff like that. Like, a game that doesn't have dashing nowadays is, like, stupid to me for some reason. Like, when I played Turbo HD Remix, I was like, what the, there's no, there's no fucking dash in this game.
Don't play any 3D fighters.
No, I'm not. Trust me. Another game that I'm actually going to be playing, which I'm surprised, well, you're going to be playing Mortal Kombat, but I am going to pick it up, Arcana Hearts 3.
Yeah, I want that. I want that pretty bad, actually. But I don't know that it's like, Mortal Kombat comes out this week, and then that other fighting game comes out this week, and I'm like, eh, any other day, you couldn't have picked a worse day to release this game.
Yeah. I gotta give it a try at least. You know, how much is it gonna be? Like $15?
No, it's 30.
It's gonna be 30.
It's $30.
And it's only downloadable?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Damn, I don't even have enough room on my hard drive for this shit.
Yep.
Fuck.
I got plenty of room on the hard drive, but.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I still wanna play it though.
I got a 250 gigger.
250 gigger.
Gigger.
Is that going to be, is that 360 as well?
No, it's just.
Ninja get you?
No, Ninja got him.
Ninja didn't get me. Fucking headset got me. Stupid crap. No, it's only PS3.
Okay, alright.
Fuck you, Ninja. You can't come in my house. I'll smack you down. I just nut punched your ass. What's up?
But, I'm trying to think. I'm going to play a little bit more Forsaken World. I got to get ready for that review. I'm probably going to do that review sometime this week. I got to play some more of that, definitely. I kind of fell by the wayside a little bit, but I got to jump back into that. There was one other thing I did want to mention. Me and my roommate actually sat down and played the trial for Hardcore Uprising.
Oh, yeah, that game owns your ass.
It does own your ass, even in co-op.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, stop jumping. You're getting him away. But, you know, what surprised me was I had forgot that this game was made by Konami.
Well, it's actually made by Arc.
Yeah, but I mean, well, it's published by
Konami, yeah.
And so what freaked me out was when we hit the start button, I heard the Contra theme. And I was like...
Yeah, it's a, what they call that? Spiritual successor to Hardcore, Contra Hardcore.
So yeah, I didn't know this, and so when I heard it, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, that's the Contra thing. He was like, no, it's not. I was like, yes, it is. And I looked it up on there, and I was like, listen to it. He's like, yeah, it is. And we didn't see Konami down at the bottom of the screen, And so we just started playing it. And then when we died, it played the death theme from Contra. I'm like, fucking hey, these motherfuckers just ripped off Contra. I said, look. And then we went back to the menu. It was like, oh, it's fucking published by Konami. I was like, okay. I was like, I was about to call somebody. I was like, seriously, this is straight up Contra.
Who you going to call that don't know?
I don't know. Surely the guy Konami would have known about it.
I called John Konami and told him you stole the game.
Yeah, can I speak to Mr. Konami, please?
Who? Mr. Konami? Don't he own your company?
Doesn't he own your company? I just want to talk to him about... well, I'll tell you what. Is Mr. Contra there? I can talk to him instead.
Oh, no, shit. But
I can transfer you to Mr. Up, Up, Down, Down, Left, Right, BA Start.
That son of a bitch steals my... There goes my fucking headset again. What the hell is going on with this thing?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I played as far as future stuff. Mortal Kombat, obviously. Super Street Fighter 4. Well, obviously Dragon Age if I don't beat it. And Forsaken World. Now, I do want to play some Killzone 3 multiplayer with somebody, for Christ's sakes.
Killzone?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's John. What about John? I ain't heard his voice since I said, hey, John's on the show.
Well, so you don't keep yapping.
I'm sorry. You're supposed to interject.
Well, I mean, whatever ends up happening, more than likely I'll be playing a fighting game this week, so. But that's it.
Alright, so with that said, I will move on to K-Dub.
Last week I played some Halo Reach.
Halo Reach!
Crysis 2. It's a Portal 2.
Portal 2.
And that's it.
A lot of twos.
And I'm done.
A lot of two twos. That's it?
That's it.
What are you future fondling?
Mortal Kombat.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's how you
do it, folks.
That's how you do it.
All right, bang, 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 done.
Bang, bang. That's what his mom says. What's up?
Yeah. If I might add some, Portal 2 is fucking awesome co-op. It's probably the best time I've had playing a game in a while with a buddy.
It's a bomb.
And I'm not typical puzzle fan.
Puzzle?
Yeah. I don't think I'll play that game single player, but to sit down and beat the co-op in how many hours?
I say it was about 8 between
yeah.
Everything.
So it was a good time.
All right. So, hey, John, you can blab now if you want.
To be fair, I haven't got a great deal to talk about since I was on holiday last week.
Oh, that's disappointing, because I made it short just for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were complaining there about the blah-de-blah-de-blah.
But I took the DS, and I did play quite a bit of De Blob 2, which was quite good. Platformer. 2D, obviously very different to the console versions. But... nothing wrong with it. You go around, you know, colouring certain areas, solving puzzles. Quite entertaining. And I probably played sort of 4 or 5 hours of it straight before the battery ran out. So it must have been pretty good to keep my interest for that long. Probably maybe halfway through the game, I'll definitely go back to it, play some more. Also, I... joined the dark side this week and bought a 3DS.
Da, 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 da.
Apparently, yes. You're the dark side, Gambus.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lovely system. I've only played a couple of games so far for it. Sims 3, which is not too bad. It benefits from the dual screens by having the bottom touchscreen. The main hub where you have a top-down view of your house and all of the controls are there and to mess about with. And the top screen is for just the 3D. 3D, 3D.
3D.
The 3D, 3D part of the... 3D. Walk, you know, the stereoscopic 3D. Oh, God, it's really hard when you're talking about a 3D... Oh, fuck it. 3D...
How many times can you say 3D in the same sentence?
Thank you fucking up.
Well, let's find out.
Hold on. How many Ds is it?
Double D.
D These nuts.
Oh, fuck it.
Hey, John, is it in 3D?
Both types. The top screen's in 3D and 3D. I'm fucking lost. Who am I? What year is it?
You gotta stop drinking that cough medicine, man.
That's what gets me through the day.
It's 1993
D. Oh, shut up. that's quite good. I also played Rayman 3D as well.
Is that 3D?
Yeah. and I don't think I've played as much as Gambus, so I've only done the first couple of levels. But again, a quality title. And that, to be fair, is about it. I did play with Face Raiders? On the free game that you get on the DS.
It is called Face Raiders.
Face Raiders.
Face Raiders.
Face Raiders. Wanna raid your face?
That game is absolutely hilarious. Considering they stick on there for free. Endless fun. Just taking photos of your friends and suddenly they're little balls that you've got to
Did you take a picture of your junk?
No, because I'm not five.
All right, polygonal boobies.
Great little device. I've not really taken it out anywhere with me or tried the street pass. I wouldn't imagine I'll get much joy picking up anything through that system because
it's the pedophile phone book.
Well, yeah, you know. It's got a built-in pedometer, so, you know, it says it all, doesn't it?
Pedometer.
Look at Gambus groaning. We just called him out. He gave away his identity.
He's like, what? I'm like, Gambus, we're calling you names.
So I don't think I'll really get too much out of that, but I'll probably give it a shot next time I go into a city centre, see if I can find anybody. It doesn't seem like England's the sort of place you'd get a benefit out of that. Probably, you know, Japan and whatnot, everyone's got a 3DS and they're all, you know, on powered off mode or whatever, sleep mode, and exchanging Miis left, right and centre, but I don't think it's the sort of thing that I'll get a lot of action over here. But but that's it. That's all I've played this week. Next week, I'm not really sure, to be honest. I'll probably play some more Sims 3 and Rayman on the 3DS. Console-wise, I don't know, possibly Portal 2, but that all depends on whether I feel like getting it or not. By the sounds of it, you guys think it's pretty awesome, and there's plenty of content. Now, I take it co-op mode, is that local and multiplayer, or is it just multiplayer?
It's both, yeah.
So that might be worth laying some quids down for, but time will tell. I haven't got any firm plans.
And you didn't say Mortal Kombat.
No, I didn't.
He's not getting it.
I don't know
not
you.
Not yet.
I don't
no,
know
not
you.
Yet. No. I might pick it up at some point. I'm not into it as much as you are, so I won't be there at morning of it'll be Friday that it's out over here. Saying that though, it's Good Friday this week. So I don't know whether it'll be out Thursday or next week, but I won't be picking it up day one.
Disappointed.
Sorry.
That's a real shame.
It is a shame. But anyway, with that said, we will move on to the Wombat, and you get to be the closer this week.
Yes!
We brought in
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we brought in our release
guy.
The closer.
That's right. Shut the door.
Shut it.
Well, it's good, because my fondling sucks.
Oh. Huh? Our typical closer sucks.
He's been struggling lately. Yeah.
You can suck.
We need to send you back to the minors.
I'll send you back to the farm league in your mama's brawl.
What? Way to put random words together and make a bullshit statement.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, ham sandwich.
I don't know. All right, so my fondling sucks. I played some more Dragon Age 2, and I played... The only other new game I played this week was MLB 2K11 that I finally got, and the Boogeyman and I are going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
No, snap.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think it's awful. It looks terrible. I mean, the graphics are like late-gen PS2. Maybe late-gen original Xbox. Wow. The facial hair looks like it's spray-painted on.
So it looks like K-Dub.
Hey!
A little less Italian, but pretty much. So the graphics are awful. There's a whole lot of like stuttering and frame rate issues when the camera spins around if somebody gets a hit.
I thought you were going to say in the commentary.
No.
Commentary is probably the best part.
No, the stuttering.
The commentary is the best part. At one point, I was playing a Road to the Show, or not, I'm sorry, not Road to the Show.
Wrong game.
I was playing my player career as a pitcher, and I throw a ball, and the batter hits it, and it's going right at the second baseman. Like, all he would have to do is put his hand up, and he would catch the ball. The ball starts coming at him, he turns towards the first baseman and just stares at the first baseman, and the ball goes right. and then the very next batter, I throw a pitch, he makes contact, it's a fair ball. It's a fair ball that sort of rolls foul, and it hits the first base wall, and instead of bouncing off the first base wall and into right field, it goes straight through the first base wall and into the corner. But it's cool because my right fielder ran in there and got it and threw it through the wall back to the shortstop.
Awesome.
So, I mean, it's awful. I mean, that's pretty much the only way I can put it. It's awful.
That's probably why they took so long to get it to us. They're like,
I imagine. You know what? That's the first thing that I thought, is that they probably took so long to... I was like, well, yeah, now I see why they had so much trouble getting review copies out, because they didn't want it to sabotage first week sales, because this game is terrible.
Jesus.
Now, it might just be... I was playing it on the PS3, so I don't know, because Brian has it on the 360, and he seems to really like it, and he said he hasn't run into any of the stuff I was talking about. So I don't know if it's a PS3 specific issue. Maybe other people who have it on PS3 can tell me. Although I hope nobody else bought it. Whatever it was, the version I had was awful. So future fondling is all Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
I'm excited for Mortal Kombat. It's ridiculous.
Have you decided which system?
Yeah, I'm getting it on the 360. I guess. Since everybody else is.
Yay!
Into peer pressure so that I can play with everybody online.
You can use your avatar in King of the Hill.
Fuck that, man. I'm still
finally play a game with you.
I'm going to tell you what, if I find out that not only does the Xbox not get any extra characters, but all these retailer-exclusive costumes and stuff really are retailer-exclusive, and you can't unlock them in the crypt, I'm going to probably go on some sort of rampage. it might not be a murderous rampage. It might just be, like, I don't know, like a lyrical rampage or a serial rampage or something. But
those some rhymes.
I might bust some rhymes with Busta Rhymes in 3D.
Who that?
But that's all I got.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up the fondling.
There you go.
Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents That English Guy's Weekly Derp. Brought to you by Suck It All Brand Cold Medicine. Cold got you down? Keep in mind, while you're down there, you might as well suck it all. And now you're... Zero tolerance.
I like that.
I bet you do.
Snap.
Well, obviously the biggest news story of the week was the... we have it confirmed from 5 different sources that Nintendo will be showing a new console at E3.
Oh, I wonder what that will be.
The rumor floating around is that it has a touchscreen and a camera on the controller.
What?
Yep. So, yep. It's going to be in HD, more powerful than PS3, 360, blah, diddy, blah, diddy, blah. And Nintendo's marketing strategy is going to be, we're getting back the hardcore gamer.
Right.
Yeah, that depends on the games that they actually have.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Here's
what's going to happen. They're going to announce the system, and they're going to announce stuff like Portal 2, Mortal Kombat, you know, all these multi-platform, Bulletstorm, all these multi-plat games that are already out.
Mad World 2.
So when are they thinking about bringing this console out? But I mean, if they're going to announce it at E3, this year? Next year?
It's 2012 is the date.
So all of those games that you've just listed is completely irrelevant at that point.
Yeah, more than likely. But they'll make ports out of them that use the new software. It will be backwards compatible with all Wii and GameCube games. So,
here's the deal. If it uses motion control as its main source of playstyle, then I don't want to play it.
Well, it is backwards compatible with all Wii accessories.
Okay.
So
I've been keeping up with this as well. The D-pad is supposed to have a D-pad and some buttons along with the touch screen.
Holy crap, so it's like a controller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't believe it. I don't believe it.
How big is it going to be with a fucking touch screen?
Now? Yeah, can you, it's
like
gonna,
old Xbox.
It's going to look like a Jaguar controller.
Oh, yeah. It'll probably look like a PSP.
Yeah, it probably will.
That's what I'm thinking.
With controls on one side, buttons on the other, and a touchscreen in the middle.
I don't think I like that.
Nope.
No.
Well, we haven't seen it yet.
So no, I haven't
seen it. I'm holding out judgment until I actually see it.
Well, I also think it's too little too late. I mean, the PS3 and the 360 have their market. The Wii has their market. And Nintendo's going to try to mix in between. It was kind of like when Sony and Microsoft tried to mix into the Wii market. It didn't work. Kinect sold a ton, but Kinect games sold crap, and PlayStation Move can't sell for shit.
Shit.
So, you know, you stick with what you know, in my opinion, and the Wii's doing fine the way it is. So, I don't think this is a smart move.
I don't know if it is in software sales, though, dude.
No.
Well, no, but still.
I mean, think about it. You know, Donkey Kong Country Returns sold, what, 5 million copies out of, you know, how many million consoles there are out there?
Yeah, but that's still a lot of copies.
I mean, how much does Halo sell?
Come on now. Halo's like the best-selling game next to Call of Duty.
Yeah, but I mean, well, they got Call of Duty on the Wii.
No, it's not real Call of Duty.
So, yeah, well, there's your argument.
And you know what game I think will be the first game?
We play.
Of course, it's going to be some kind of stupid shit like that.
Wii Sports HD. Yeah.
I bet it... Woo-hoo! I bet it's going to be the next Mario game.
Yeah.
Mario Kart HD.
You think they'll pull off the Zelda thing where they delay it forever and then finally say, oh, it's coming on the Wii 2 instead.
Yeah. Or no, they release it on
Twilight Princess.
They release it on both. And it's a watered down game on one of the consoles. Whatever. Sony has announced that they have sold 50 million PlayStation 3s worldwide. And 8 million PlayStation Move units have been sold to retail. So
that's probably all they're going to sell because we're on a big ban of Sony. Because I'm following Anonymous because he's so fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny. The lack of 3DS sellouts is not due to a modest demand. Nintendo planned for stores to have plenty of systems available, obviously, so everybody can go in and pick them up. According to the NPD numbers, it sold about 400,000 units and was still behind the DS. But that's the way it always starts.
Yeah. And one of the things I think that make this system going to be a slower burn, besides the obvious one, which is the price tag, is the fact that that the system itself looks just like a DS. And there's going to be a lot of people that just think that that's all it is a DS with 3D capability.
Which but it's technically is.
Isn't that exactly what it is?
No, actually, it's more like a portable original Xbox with 3D capability.
I would argue that.
Yeah.
I would argue that heavily. That does not look like regular Xbox. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think that Dead or Alive looks like the Xbox version?
I've seen bull shots, as they're called. I have not seen the game.
Bull shots.
That's
like
the term.
This is bullshit. This ain't what it looks like.
Exactly. That's why they call them bull shots.
Well, I mean, you also have to consider that this is still within the first 3 months of the system's release, and I've seen video of Dead or Alive for 3DS, and it looks just like the Xbox version. So I'm thinking that if it can get near Xbox quality within the first year, that by year three or year four, you'll have games that will look in between Xbox and first-gen 360 titles.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one.
Man.
Let's just leave that be.
It's like,
or
the
not.
System is like six times more powerful than the DS, so.
I see a Sweet Tooth on the screen
there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see DOA running on the 3DS with no background animation. But anyway.
Come on, let's just move on.
I am moving on. Best Buy is scheduled to get dedicated game employees. So they're going to be hiring people just to talk about video games.
When? Because I would like to apply for that.
Why? You don't know shit about video games.
Who's hiring?
I'm going to punch
you
in the face.
Headset cut out.
Best Buy.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
well, they need it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
but I don't want some people working there when I go in. Like, you don't like Nintendo Wii? What's wrong with you? Dude, I will punch you in your glasses.
It's like whenever I... You know, back in the past, would go to Best Buy and they'd be like, "Yes, can I help you with something?" And I'd be like, "Yes, do you have this game?" And it's like they never even heard of it before, and they have to like ask like five different people. You know,
hey, not everybody's heard of Final Fantasy.
Oh my!
Yeah,
gosh.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably something along that same level. Final Fantasy, I never heard of that.
I just can't wait till I go into Best Buy and I'm like, hey, I need to pick up this new copy of Call of Duty. What? You're stupid. You're like walking into GameStop again. That game's stupid. Homefront's better.
Or if you buy something for PlayStation, it'll be like, PS3 sucks.
Oh, that's GameStop.
They all make that noise at the end of it, too.
Yeah.
In more NPD news, Black Ops...
Oh, NPD news!
Black Ops... Black Ops has finally been unseated at the top spot. What the fuck? It took like 6 months. By Pokemon and Homefront, which is, you know...
Homefront, really?
Yeah, I'm not lying. Homefront was number 3, I think, behind Pokemon Black and White. So, there you go.
See, that just proves that Homefront's better than Call of Duty.
That's right.
Homefront's better Call of Duty, bro.
You better Call of Duty, too. Derp, derp. Final Fantasy VI is hitting Japan PSN this week.
Sweet.
Seven's better.
Seven's better, bro. It's on PlayStation where it belongs.
Final Fantasy was born on PlayStation, bro.
Yeah, with number 7.
Number 7's the first one.
Xbox 360 has finally updated their Kinect navigation to support Netflix.
Yay.
But wait. No, you can't watch your instant queue.
Well, there's good reasons for that.
What?
It can't see what you're playing, because if you actually see it there, it says video 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't know. It's not intuitive.
Why not? It's Kinect.
Don't ask. I don't fucking work.
You are the controller.
You can still control it left.
You are the controller, man. You are the controller, man.
I
Oops, better, man.
To me, I like
Jesus
it.
Christ.
It's a start for it. I actually was waiting for the Netflix and Kinect. It's a start. It's very limited, but to access your instant key, you still have to use a controller, but you can still use the voice commands to stop and start it and all that. So it's a start. I'm happy about it. Everyone else can suck it.
I can see that. I can see walking into K-Dub's room, and all of a sudden you hear, stop, and he pulls his pants up.
Oh. And to tell your mom to hide in the closet.
Stop!
Oh.
Madden NFL 12 is going ahead, even with the lockout or not. It will be released on August 30th.
good for Madden. Way to keep
track. Madden-der.
Best sports game ever.
The Wii price drop is also rumored for May to drop down to $150, which is not surprising if they're going to announce a new system.
Yeah.
You skipped on Homefront news, man.
That's not Homefront news. It's really not. It's a review check. Relax. Oh. 3DS is getting an all-important... And here you go, Jason. Here's the next generation of 3DS. The all-important first pervo girl game in Japan.
Nah, it's official.
Yeah, it's official. Capcom has announced some new games coming out of their Captivate event. The first one is called Dragon's Dogma, which basically looks like Lord of the Rings Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
So,
looks pretty good.
We'll see how that turns out. Street Fighter X Tekken was also shown.
Ooh, that looks amazing.
With some new characters. Yeah, it's finally Tekken will play good.
Yeah.
The only problem I see with that, because I watched about 15 minutes of the gameplay, is the fact that, all right, it's a tag team game. Each character has their own health bar. But say I'm playing as a team with Ken and Ryu. If Ken gets knocked out, that's the end of the match, even if Ryu has a full health bar.
That's kind of stupid.
That's stupid. What the hell's the point of even having a tag team match then?
There isn't one.
Exactly. So that's fucking stupid.
That's one of those things like when you play a fighting game when you're a big fighting game player, is when somebody knocks out your first character and then you whip their ass with just one dude.
Exactly.
That's like total like in your face. Anyway, I don't know. I don't understand that mechanic. Maybe they'll change it, but who knows. BlizzCon is putting up a ticket price hike this year. Expect to pay $25 more over last year's admission.
How much does it get in originally?
$125. Or $100. Jesus. It'll be $125. $150. Hold on.
$175. That's expensive as shit.
Yeah. Really, if you've been to BlizzCon, why are you going back? They got the same games.
Maybe you can actually see more Diablo.
No, it's the same game. Bethesda's Pete Hines says that if we tried to make Elder Scrolls a multiplayer game, it would result in a poorer game. Why aren't more people smart like this?
Yeah, that's what I say.
I was going to make a joke, but it would be bad.
Well, now you have to say it.
Well, yeah, you got to say it now.
Okay,
podcast of bad jokes.
Okay, yeah, it would be a poorer game because the frame rate would drop down to 6 frames per second. Yeah, that's my crappy joke.
It is pretty crappy.
God love you for trying.
Yeah. Lackluster Nintendo Quarter 2. Really nothing coming out except for Ocarina of Time 3D and Wii Play Motion.
Yep.
Yeah, Wii Play Motion is going to sell 12 million copies, just so you know.
What's that mean? What's so special about it?
Nothing. It's just another thing bundled with a remote.
How does this shit sell?
Because people are dumb. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition that we announced last week for DLC is also getting a disc release, and all the versions are expected to hit PC in June.
Well, at least they're finally getting PC version.
Who plays fighting games on a PC? I want to meet these people.
I know a guy who plays them.
You know what's funny is Ed Boon wants to meet those people too.
I know. I mean, I really do. I can't imagine, other than putting like an emulator in an arcade cabinet, I can't see it.
Well, I mean, you can use controllers and stuff, dude.
Yeah, but I can't play anything in front of my computer screen, but a fighting game?
I know a lot of people. I mean, come on, you can hook up your computer to your television and stuff. I mean, I know a lot of people who are just PC gamers. That's all they do is play PC games. They don't even own a console.
I hook up my computer to the TV. It's called my PlayStation.
Well,
it's a computer.
Doesn't matter.
You've been up there playing on that PlayStation computer again.
This is my sex
box.
Boy,
I told you to sit down and do your homework.
This is my sex box, and her name is Sony. Anyway, the Grammy Awards are officially going to recognize video games. The Black Eyed Peas are doing a Super Mario theme. And they're going to ruin it.
Seriously?
No, I'm kidding. But they ruined Sweet Child of Mine at the Super Bowl, so why not?
The black guy does everything they touch.
Yep, they do. Free-to-play games are headed to Xbox 360 next year.
Oh, my God.
Free microtransaction-based games may be coming to Xbox Live.
Oh.
Dun-da-da-dun. You know what? I gotta say, I like some of the free-to-play games.
You play Free Realms?
No.
Well, that's on the PS3.
Oh, that's that MMO, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard it's terrible.
Yeah, it's Free Realms. I mean, yeah, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of people play that.
A lot of people play Second Life, too.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
But, like, I mean, it'd be nice if they, you know, there was always talk that they were going to release a champion, they were going to release Champions Online on the 360. In fact, it's built to allow you to play with the Xbox controller. So it'd be nice if they brought the free-to-play version of that to Xbox.
Yeah, right. Like, Xbox is going to do anything cool.
Look at you turning.
I'm not turning.
You're just pissed.
It's been hanging around with me too much.
I know. Drew, you're a bad influence.
I know.
No, Microsoft's a bad influence.
Oh,
not announcing any new games.
Man.
Whatever. Here's a sad piece of news. The video game pioneer Jerry Lawson dies. He was the inventor of the home video game cartridge.
Wow.
So, he passed away at 71.
Sucks.
Yeah, a Google survey shows 84% of people play games on their tablet devices. That's the most popular activity on tablets. I think that's the only other piece of news I had came from an email I got this week that I didn't see on here, which is Axis Games has announced Blaze Blue Continuum Shift for the 3DS.
Interesting.
So there you go.
You know, I wasn't concerned at all that Street Fighter would be able to make the transition to the 3DS, but I really wonder how Blaze Blue will make that transition.
It works great on the PSP. Yeah, it works great on that. So,
all right, I'll trust you.
I'm not saying it's going to be good on the 3DS, but it is a little more. I don't know. Some of the moves are a little harder to pull off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's a different style game than Street Fighter.
I wonder if they'll dumb it down a lot more.
Maybe.
All right. I have some questions. I have one question from John Smackenroe. He says, "What has being on forums taught you? For example, my writing used to be very bad, and I am more patient with people I disagree with."
Interesting.
Being on forums has taught me that internet plus anonymity equals asshole.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Being on forums and the internet in general has taught me that the world outside scares the living out of me. just the sheer volume of creepy people in the world.
Carrying around pedometers.
Scares the crap out of me.
Anybody else?
I stay away from them. I hate people.
It's evident by the fact that you don't show up for the podcast very often. What? No witty retort? Come on now.
I've learned that.
There are others like you.
Yeah, intermixed with the stupid people. But yeah, I've learned that there's a lot of jerks on forums and stuff like that, but there's always good people as well.
Definitely. I mean, that's how I got into podcasting originally.
You guys are good peoples. Good peoples.
Yeah.
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 Derp, derp. Derp. Okay. What is the best 2D 1941 type shooter on the PSN that is not Everyday Shooter or Stardust?
Wait. Wow.
1942?
Overhead. vertical scrolling game. That's what I'm assuming.
Space Invaders Infinity Gene's pretty good.
Good choice there. Yes, that's
he shares the love.
He shows something, all right.
Yeah.
Good game this is, yes.
Ooh.
It's not like fucking Yoda taking a shit over there. What's up?
Is Ikaruga on the PS?
No, it's only on Xbox Live.
Xbox.
Wasn't Radiant Silvergun supposed to come out? Did it come out?
No, not yet.
I thought it was like on PartnerNet like a year and a half ago.
It probably was. I mean, for some reason, these underground shooter games take like a freaking year just to port over to other systems for some strange reason.
I don't think it's that. I think people are just lazy.
Yeah, it's probably that too.
All right, his next question is, Crysis 2 has come out this month. Is not this game supposed to come out during summer? No.
Huh?
What? No.
Huh?
No. It came out now. That's the only answer I have. Okay. Next one. I went back to February 2010 to listen to your comments concerning BioShock 2. Was Zero the only one that played it, and why? Zero, did you like the ending of 2, then 1? Spoiler alert. Has everybody beat the first game?
I have beat the first game, yes.
I have.
Negative.
Well, you're never going to beat it.
Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind spoilers now. Statues of limitations are far beyond gone.
Do you beat it, right, Wombat?
What was it again?
BioShock.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. And then I know you don't care. You never beat it.
I beat the second one.
You beat the second one, but not the first one. He said in the first one, it was the first time I felt good about dying in a game.
You die? What?
Spoiler.
Wow.
So, the ending, depending on which one you got, The good ending was very good. The bad ending was really kind of crappy.
Wasn't there three endings, though?
Is there three?
I want to say there was three.
I only remember two. One for good, one for bad. I didn't know there was a neutral one, maybe.
If you harvested just, like, one little sister and saved all the other ones, you got, like, a slightly bad ending. It was bad, but it wasn't as bad.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I am thinking about traveling the world. Where should I go? I am currently in New Orleans. Nolens.
Nolens. Come on down to, Athens, Georgia.
What do you guys got there besides clay?
We have the Georgia Bulldogs.
The Georgia Bulldogs?
You have the Coke Factory.
That's in Atlanta.
I know, I'm just saying in Georgia in general. I'm sorry, I don't know your area.
I bet they got a lot of peaches.
Coke Factory, you got the Turners. You know, the Turner buildings.
The Turners.
The CNN.
I called them up. I'm like, hey, Mr. Konami.
The Underground Mall.
Yeah, we do have the Underground Mall. We have the world's largest Easter egg hunt.
Oh, boy.
Fucking
God. I'm there.
Oh, Easter hunt's bigger than yours.
Isn't it kind of hide the world? Isn't it kind of hard to hide the world's biggest Easter egg?
Oh,
I guess
come
so.
On, man.
Put it on a big billboard.
Motherfucker, we've been doing this show for like 5 years, and really?
You still cease to amaze me on how shitty some of your jokes are.
They're on purposely bad.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
I make a good joke, and this show would be ruined.
Make us. What are you trying to do, make us look stupid?
I mean, come on, we've been saying durr for the last 20 minutes. Dude, that's not even funny.
Yeah, it is.
All right, anyway, how would you make...
We never truly answered his question.
A lot of people said stuff.
I heard Georgia and Ohio.
Well,
I don't think that's traveling the world.
That's not really the world.
No, I've been to Canada.
Yeah, I've been to Canada.
Everybody's been to Canada.
Too. I haven't been to Canada.
Well, Niagara Falls is nice.
That's kind of in New York, isn't it?
It's
partly in...
It's half and half.
U.S.
It's half and half.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, go over there to Canada and look at Niagara Falls.
Go over and visit John in old Jolly England.
It's fuck all hair, to be fair.
Well, you know, it ain't all, you know, puppy dogs and balloons over here, motherfucker.
Hey, you got a big wedding coming up over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going to be watching that.
You get the day off work, though, won't you?
Yeah, well, I'm considering I don't work at the moment. Yeah, every day's a day off.
Yeah, way to rub that in, Ken.
It's, yeah, because that's why I said it.
No, God, no top.
This is going to be the unemployed podcast.
I hope not.
Yeah, so big wedding coming up.
I think you should
and
visit.
Everyone gets a day off. Well,
yeah,
meant
you
to anyway.
You should visit. Would you stop doing that? Jesus Christ. Somebody else can do it.
Ken doesn't want to cuddle. Jesus.
Stop touching me there.
Stop spooning.
Stop doing that.
You stop.
Get your hand off my thigh.
No means no.
When it really means yes.
Seven no's mean a yes means yes.
When did Ben Roethlisberger join our cast?
Oh, snap.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, he went to college in Ohio.
He went to college with me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. We're not all like that, though. Not all Miami grads are like that.
Yeah, until the moon comes out and you turn into a werewolf.
Ow!
Or, I'm sorry, it's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I'm a shapeshifter.
With sparkles.
Would you stop it? Just the fact that you know that scares me.
I have a wife that reads these books. Go to Ireland.
Of course, you would say good. Ireland.
It's a nice country.
Yeah.
I don't hear you making a suggestion.
I said Ohio.
Well, obviously you're trying to torture the poor soul.
How about Rome?
There you go.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's in your ball game there.
Greece. Man, nice.
Filthy hooker.
Sorry about that.
You just popped in my eye.
Kind of popped early.
What?
Oh, my God.
This has gotten disturbing.
Yes.
I'm putting the webcam footage up later.
KW, you are no longer allowed to go over to his house anymore.
What are you talking about? This is why he comes over. Okay, if nobody has anything else, then I'm moving on.
No, seriously, overseas somewhere. Europe.
Did you go overseas somewhere?
Go visit Russia.
Russia.
I'd like to make the Ireland, Scotland, England trip. Yeah, John, you may say there's nothing over there, but I've always been interested by your region.
With a quick stop in Amsterdam.
That's what she said. But
I bet she did.
It was awesome.
Okay, you guys are in a long distance relationship. That's not going to work. You're interested in always region and everything. Anyway, last question says, how would you make the, I'm guessing that's Purific Superman movie?
I don't know, because I think Superman's movie? Lame.
Yes.
I'm a DC guy, but I still think he's lame.
Yeah, he only thinks he's lame because he's a Marvel guy.
Well, I mean, I'm a Marvel guy, and I don't think Batman's lame.
Well, nobody thinks Batman's lame. Seriously, could you find somebody that's like, I think Batman's lame?
No.
No, you can't.
By the way,
it's impossible.
My wife's aunt got him some really awesome, got Jacob some really awesome Batman pajamas.
Oh, I have a set of Batman pajamas for Alex that I got to wait till he's 12 months old before he can wear them.
Yeah, these are gonna be a little older for him, but it's basically they're footy pajamas and it's the Batman suit.
Yeah, that's awesome. What mine is.
Is that what yours are?
Does it have the yellow and like the gray suit with the yellow?
Yep.
Envelope? Yeah,
that's exactly what it is with the utility belt.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Does it have a little hood too that has the ears?
The no, unfortunately it's not.
Ken's wearing it now.
I am.
It's quite disgusting.
Jason, don't tell me about your pajamas.
I was going to say, I got some Batman boxers.
Oh, for God's sake.
I definitely don't want to hear about those.
Jesus. You know what the sad part is? Everybody's joking but you.
I got the Batman symbol tattooed on my wang.
Wow.
See, Jason, it wasn't a compliment when your wife bought you those Flash boxer shorts.
Hey, how do you know about that?
That was more of an insult, telling you need to slow down.
Oh my God. Okay, perfect Superman movie.
Dude, there's so many jokes you could make with the I've got the Batman symbol tattooed on my penis.
There's I left so it open, many ways Ken to go with that.
Raise the bat signal.
Every time I get hard, the room gets flooded with bats. Every time I get off, it shoots a signal into the sky.
I get wood every time Commissioner Gordon calls. Anyway, wow. Perfect
I've
Superman.
I've got the Batmobile tattooed on me, and when I get hard, it turns into the Batplane.
Well, his condom would be the Batmobile.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Perfect Superman movie. Reanimate Christopher Reeve. And let Richard Donner direct it.
Oh, scary.
What? Could you really think of anybody who played Superman better than him?
No.
Dean Cain.
Oh, please. Dean Cain.
I swear to God, if you say Terry Hatcher was the best Lois Lane, I'm going to punch you in the chesticle.
Punch me in my bat symbol.
Right on the tip.
Right on the tip.
Right on the wing. Anybody else?
I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to say what the perfect Superman movie would be.
Smallville.
Movie follow up to Smallville would probably be freaking awesome. Because then you could follow the adventures of Superman.
Yeah, starring Dean Cain. What?
Tom Welling.
I'd follow Tom Welling, but not Dean Cain.
Wow.
You would follow Tom.
All right, here's the deal. Seriously.
Come here, Tommy. Let me show you my bat symbol. We could form the Justice League.
Aww. Aww. Your mom and I formed the Justice League last night. And the Wonder Twins.
Oh, God, I knew the Wonder Twins was coming.
Batman symbol and the Wonder Twins.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Why don't you throw in Captain Planet while you're at it?
No, that's stupid.
By our powers combined.
Form of, I don't know.
Don't. Please, just don't.
I'll let it go. Puzzle quest. The second part of that question is, how would you make a Superman game good?
Oh, not make it at all.
Oh, poor Uh-oh. Superman and your terrible video games.
What was that one that was based on the animated series? That wasn't too bad.
Oh, the...
On the Xbox. I remember on the original. That's what I had on, anyway.
The Apocalypse?
Apocalypse.
Yeah. I think it was something Apocalypse.
I can't remember. I remember that being not bad.
But yeah, I heard that too.
I know how you make a good Superman game. You give it to Rocksteady.
I don't. No matter how well they've done with Batman, I don't think you can make a really good Superman game because there's too much in it. You've got flying, all the abilities, laser vision, and you've got all of that stuff. It'd be far too complex. I mean, Batman was good because they boiled it down to basics, and you haven't got all of those mechanics to deal with. I don't know whether or not you could get away with that with Superman.
Plus, you got to consider how cool Batman is and what a lame ass Superman is.
I like Superman. Shut up.
I think realistically speaking, technology hasn't even really caught up to the point where they could do a good Superman game. In my opinion, if I was to make one, instead of it just being a free Roman metropolis, it would be literally the entire world, basically GTA style, but where you could actually fly into space and fly back down on the other side of the planet. So
put it on the 3DS.
You
could
put it on. I hear they're going to have online now
with voice chat. Welcome to 1999.
Voice chats, pedophiles, brr.
You're, but collecting people in your virtual pocket is not.
Yeah. Creepy ass bone collector stuff.
I have 30 Mii's in my pocket. Oh, that's nasty.
Yep.
That's nasty.
Okay. I'm going to move over to the Twitter because this is just too much fun. We had a couple shout-outs from Michael Futter, who did not know we had a Twitter, so he's following us now.
Sweet.
He said,
I have one question for him.
Okay.
Why you go to Hawaii just to do reviews?
Yeah, seriously, that dude wrote so much shit.
I mean, the dedication is, you know, phenomenal, but damn, it's Hawaii.
Well, here, I got a couple. One of his tweets says, back to the pool for more sun now that I've eaten and listened to the N4G podcast. So there you go. He listened to us in Hawaii.
Well, that's fine, but he's not working. He's enjoying it. Don't work.
Listening to our show is kind of work, if I'm being honest.
It really is. You got to work your way to the end. He says, worst direct-to-DVD sequel of a major motion picture release, Police Academy Mission to Moscow.
I heard that was pretty bad.
Jesus Christ, I got something that's going to make everybody die in their graves.
Well, they're already dead if they're in the
grave.
Wait,
what?
Dude.
They're going to die again. Okay. Death, then deja vu. Somebody just tweeted DJ Dats that I followed on Twitter for a long time. He put, Tim Burton was where Batman originated from. Newfound respect for sure. I don't know if he's kidding or if he's serious.
Dude, if he's serious, then I got news for you.
I would hope he's kidding.
Yeah, for real.
Batman was created in 1989. Anyway.
He's coming up on his 22nd anniversary.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? So much history in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
Mookie's Groove says, and I read this, and I don't know if there was supposed to be more to it, but it says, funny Mortal Kombat childhood memories. I believe that this was the reason why the new Mortal Kombat is worth buying. I thought he was going to give us one of the memories. Mm. But there's not one there. But he did say, I have to say that I love Burnout Revenge.
Yes.
We got Follow Fridays from Shanghai 6 and Sam in Seattle. Iric 1992 says, I'm considering picking up Sniper Ghost Warrior for the PS3 when it comes out. Have any of you guys played it? Yes, I did. And no, you shouldn't. Especially if you're picking it up because it's called Sniper. Because
starring Tom Berenger.
No, not starring Tom Berenger.
Oh, Blast from the Past.
There you go. Blast from USA up all night or something. But no, the game is called Sniper Ghost Warrior until, like, they see you, then it's called Call of Duty with a shitty gun, which happens every level. So, yeah, I really did enjoy it. The game had a great idea. The enemies can see you way too easily, and you can't find them nearly as easily. So it turns into a shooter. Which it's not built to be. Eor Kara says, women are good for 70 things. A sandwich and 69.
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez. What the heck? Interesting joke, yeah.
See if that one gets you laid tonight, boys. Mega Monkey says, did any of you boys take advantage of the Microsoft Game Studios Xbox Live sale on Friday? I got Trials HD plus the DLC and Shadow Complex for 1,400 points. Dude, you made out like a bandit.
Oh, I was meaning to do buy Limbo.
Fuck, how much was Limbo?
It was half off.
So it was what, $20?
600 points, I think.
Oh, it was worth 600 points. That's a great game.
Fucking forgot. God damn it.
Eor Kara says, women who play video games have sex more often, namely 4 to 3 times per week instead of 3 to 2 times.
Who the fuck's he fucking? Because I don't know any women that do that. Be like if they put out once a month.
Wow.
John wants names and numbers now.
Pictures are optional. Hot damn. Jerkstore81 says, if you were in a street fight and had to pick a boxer from Punch-Out for the Nintendo to back you up, who would you pick? And you can't pick Tyson.
Mr. Dream.
Mr.
Never
Dream.
Never played it.
Dude, I'm going to have to go with Bald Bull. Yeah.
Bald Bull.
Or King Hippo.
King Hippo's easy to beat, though.
Yeah, he is, but man, he's intimidating. Nobody'd fuck with me in an alley if he was with me. Dude's like 500 pounds.
You just hide behind him. Never know you're there.
Exactly, until his pants fall down.
Aww.
Well, that's how you beat him.
I know.
You pop him in the mouth, his mouth opens, and you hit him in the stomach.
Yep. Anybody else?
I'm going to go with King Hippo as well.
Hey, see? Got some King Hippo love.
Yep.
Maybe it was Sandman.
Sandman will put you to sleep. Nobody's picking Don Flamenco.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, he might be a little creepy, but...
And Allie's... Never mind. Never mind.
Or Gabby J.
There's a joke there.
I know. We just need to just go.
Eeyore Kara says, Mr. W, what's your PSN ID?
It's the same as...
Same as everything else, John W. UK.
And Gambus, damn it, delete some friends and add me.
On the PS3?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
I didn't think there was a limit on the PS3.
There probably is a limit, and Gambus hit it, because he just adds all those people.
All those people?
He just adds everybody, man. Just like he follows 12,000 people on Twitter, but he doesn't talk.
I talk sometimes.
Yeah, all you've been doing is posting your DS code.
Yeah, which, by the way, I need your DS code, John.
You can exchange it on the Twitter.
See what you need. What you need. He wants to add you to his pedometer.
That's right. I got it. I got it. Don't I?
Yeah. Well, I actually added you, but how does it work with that? Do you see it if I add you or what?
Yeah.
You got to get permission from his mommy.
Oh, okay.
This is why Nintendo can't do online play.
Exactly.
They've really... If they want to come and compete with the big boys, they've really sort that out.
Well, I think once the boys get big, they don't have an interest in them anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad that was subtle enough that nobody got all upset.
Righty then.
Anyway. Eeyore Kara also says, alright guys, hope you have a good day. I'm off to bed. Almost 2:30 a.m. and I got class to teach at 9 a.m.
Wow. Where does he live again?
He lives in Australia.
That's
Australia.
Right.
That's
right. I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like he teaches sex ed to me.
Key134 says, sorry, Ken, I'm going to have to disappoint you and relegate MK to the buy later pile. I don't need two awesome games in 1 week. Why the hell not? Who doesn't need two awesome games in 1 week?
It's like making your game a 7 instead of a 10, huh?
That's what I strive for when I do things. I want to make it a 7. Yeah. I was striving for a 7.
It's not the best, but at least a 7.
Yeah,
come on.
It's at least it's good.
It's modest.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Dislow Boy is here. He says, "What's the least and most important part of a game?"
Most important story.
You sticking with story, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then why do you play Gears?
Because the story is just so emotional.
You shut up.
For the tree trunks.
For the tree trunks.
I mean, Dom and his wife, I mean...
And chainsaws.
Didn't she, like, turn into an alien or something?
Oh, yeah, my God. That's what she did. That's right. All right, keep being sarcastic, Jason. You're going to get a nice fucking birthday present of a punch to the eyeball.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
He'll have his spiky hair and his crystal of life. His spell of protection from angry K-Dub.
Yeah.
Plus 5. I say most important thing is whether or not it's fun. Period. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The least important thing, how it looks.
Yep. Graphics, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's just a plus.
DizLabBoy says, it's old now, but I can't help but hear about the Halo 2 and who the fuck is Killer Wolverine story. Reenact, or I kill you!
Wow, it's been a while since that story came up.
What, the fact that I kicked you off Xbox Live clan, Halo 2 clan, 4 times because I didn't know who you were? And somebody kept adding you? Every time we get into a room, like, who the fuck is Killer Wolverine? Why does he keep showing up in my clan? And nobody would answer my question. Until one day somebody was finally on that knew who you were. And I'm like, I'm deleting him for a reason. He was not invited, we don't know who he is. And every time we play, all he does is scream and get mad.
I never played with you, that's the thing.
I was adding to the story to make it more Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
So, there you go. Mega Monkey said, I just read GambusCon's Twitter info thing, and it said science fiction writer. Can we please have a Gambus sci-fi segment?
Oh,
I second that vote.
That's not a bad idea.
I bet it contains vampires and lesbians.
Gambus's sci-fi corner, brought to you by the M4G podcast. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Can we get Morgan Freeman to read it?
I was talking to these lesbians down by the tree. One of them came up and said, I know who you are, Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne?
Andy Dufresne. You're a tall drink of water. Oh, Morgan Freeman, you're awesome. Oh, maybe Gambus will get a segment together for that, and it can be ridiculed beyond belief, because that would be awesome.
We have to put a time frame on it.
A time frame.
Yeah. Like,
that should be our 200th episode. Is Gambus sitting down reading, like Masterpiece Theater?
But Final Fantasy fan fiction.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't. I think we might get banned from iTunes for some of that.
We might get.
Yeah.
We might put get. Have you seen? Speaking of which, have you seen some of the horrible Mass Effect fan fiction?
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I stay away from fan fiction because it usually involves butt sex.
Well, it's all genuinely terrible, but there's a certain degree of terrible to the Mass Effect stuff.
DizLowBoy is baiting Altus by saying the PS3 obviously has more exclusives than the Xbox. Why isn't the PS3 a definitive console of choice? And Altus 1 replied with, dick.
And I reply with, why are we even worried about exclusives anymore?
Oh, because otherwise there'd be nothing to talk about.
Obviously. Instead of saying, man, you know, that game was great. I played it on 360. Yeah, I played it on PS3. Instead we were like, yeah, but the PS3 had this and it looked better and the 360 is just a piece of shit.
Derp.
Derp.
I love that accent, by the way.
You're welcome.
H-Dogger says, if there was a video game about your life, who would the final boss be? I think this is an original question.
Yeah.
It is.
If there was a video game about your life, who would the final boss be? I know K-Dubs. It's the wall.
I already beat that wall.
You already beat that.
I beat that boss.
Anybody?
I've no idea.
Damn.
Death.
Death.
There you go. That would have to be the final boss, wouldn't it? Death. Yeah. Game of life. Death would have to be the final boss.
Oh, Jesus is your final boss? Round one.
Shit, motherfucker, he's walking on water!
He's got the cheat code!
Turn off the game, Shark Jesus.
Yeah. You're cheating, man. You're cheating. Damn, that's a good question that I don't have an answer for.
I'm trying to think of the boss that gave me the most trouble in a video game.
Alma.
From
Ninja Gaiden.
That first dude with the nunchucks from Ninja Gaiden.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I hated that guy.
I didn't have a problem with him for some reason.
Well, you obviously never beat it.
No,
you apparently didn't play it until it came to the PS3.
No, I played the Xbox original.
Oh, okay.
I'd probably have to say that my main final boss would be my evil doppelganger shoulder.
What?
I mean shadow.
Doppelganger shoulder?
You mean doppelganger?
You've got one evil shoulder?
Yes.
Sometimes it just goes rogue on you. You don't know what it's doing.
It hits on
you. People.
The weird thing is you have complete control over your elbow and hand, so there's not much it can do. Just wave around.
Dude, yeah,
I'm trying to imagine that.
I don't want to imagine that.
What is it? The main bad guy from Uncharted 2. Lazarevich.
Lazarevich.
Yeah.
Is he in 3D, John?
I never imagined
3D. God, I hope not. That dude was a bitch and a half to beat, especially on hard.
That's what you get for playing on hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted that trophy.
Fuck the trophy.
But I did finally beat him, but it took like 2 hours to beat that fucker.
What about that big side-scrolling dude from Dead or Alive? That, like, wouldn't let you get 2 inches from him?
That was cheap.
Yeah, that guy was awful.
Ugh.
Fucking General Raddick.
Who?
General Raddick from Killzone 2. Oh. That fucking boss fight pissed me the fuck off. Fucking teleport right behind you.
I hate it when they do that.
Yeah, damn teleporters.
I know. Yep.
Okay, moving on. Mega Monkey says, I got an Xbox because I cared about playing with my friends more than I did about the games we played. Preach it, brother.
Yeah.
Dizloudboy says, would you buy a Bowflex if Chris Benoit himself came knocking on your front door?
I would fucking call the cops if Chris Benoit came knocking on my front door.
I'd get in my door. Somebody, because he's been dead for years.
Yeah. I'd close the door and scream like a bitch.
Zombie apocalypse!
Get your gun!
Get your gun!
Damn.
It's Benoit!
That's the bad thing. A fucking professional wrestler zombie. That'd be scary as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't kill him and he's all bulked up.
Yeah, dude can like grab you and hold on to you.
Like the Undertaker.
He's really alive.
Yeah, he's
yeah, but Chris Benoit was like the real life Undertaker.
Dizloud Boy says, follow Mega Monkeys. He speaks the truth. That's right, brother. Dizloud Boy also says, K-Dub is God.
Cool. How about that?
And we need more Professor Chaos.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Since our 100th episode, I believe.
100th episode. That was so long
Maybe
ago.
Maybe we'll bring him for the 200th.
200.
That'd be epic.
This is 94, right?
Was 1994?
No, 194.
This is 194 episode.
194?
Isn't it?
I have to look.
It's somewhere around there.
I'm having deja vu.
Deja vu.
This is 190. I think this is 194.
This is 190. Yeah, 194. I forgot to update last week. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah, it's 194. Mega Monkey says, spinoff question, what would the tutorial level be for your the ending boss thing?
What? Oh,
if you had a boss into your life, the boss of your life, who would it be? But what would the tutorial level be?
I don't know, when I was a baby.
When I was in kindergarten. It'd be like Fallout
3. Fallout 3, yeah.
Oh my god, it'd be boring and shitty.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Any chance. Any chance.
Every chance. Every chance, John.
My tutorial level would be the disc battle from Tron.
Well, for fuck's sake.
Now, whenever I first got my lightning powers from Cole. Running around an exploded city.
You'd forget you had him while you were pleasuring yourself?
Yeah.
Ah, God!
It hurts, but it feels so good.
Hey, look, the bat symbol's in the sky.
It illuminates.
Altus 1 says, has the entire cast decided on what platform to get MK on? I do recall Wombold was on the fence.
Looks like we're all getting 360.
Everybody's 360.
I'm getting 360 now. Much as I really would like to the stuff that comes with the PS3, yeah. I've decided that I'm going to get it because all of you guys are getting it.
I'm getting both.
Dude.
And Altus 1 says, just because it has more exclusive doesn't mean they're all good, in reference to the PS3 comment. And that's all the tweeters that I have.
Awesome.
That's all the Twitter! So, does anybody have any... Do we have any reviews?
We do have a review.
Oh! Yeah, I always get a little tingly. Why is the bat symbol on my ceiling?
Wow. Because you've got your knob out.
Well, let's see here. It was posted April 15th by a person named Meat.
Meat?
Uh-huh. It's a one-star review, and it's titled Just Awful.
Whoopee!
It says, the rednecks make this podcast unlistenable. I guess that's me.
Nice.
I started an episode, and the dude talks for like 25 minutes, and he can barely form sentences, let alone describe a video game. Horrible podcast. I can't believe a legit site like N4G would allow these people to represent them.
Nice.
That is the most thoughtful review I've ever heard.
Thank you, mate.
I rather enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think they were referring... What's that?
This is all directed toward me.
Were you the one that talked for 25 minutes and couldn't form a sentence?
Or it could have been, me.
But you're not a redneck-sounding guy.
I don't know. Some people thought I was.
You redneck bastard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We got a review.
Yeah. Give us another one.
I do have a shout-out that I need to give because I promised I would do it and because he's such a good friend of the show. Is Mr. Shanghai 6 in the Front Towards Gamer is about to have their 50th episode.
Yeah,
they're
close.
It's going to be a big event. You all need to go and listen to that because it's going to be awesome.
Is that what the countdown's for?
I don't know if that's... I think the countdown's for the charity event.
Oh. Okay.
No, wait. No, it's not. Oh. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is because it's 19 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... No, the Front Towards Gamer 50th episode coming up, so go listen to that, because it's going to be awesome.
And oh, yeah.
GambusCon, you can do your normal shout-outs.
All right, I'd like to give a shout-out to the All Gen Gamers podcast, with Johnny Millennium, Gamester 81, Jason Heine, and Pete Doerr. They're all YouTube channel hosts, so... That's a good show. Another shout out I'd like to give to Front Towards Gamer podcast. Shanghai 6 is an awesome host. I enjoy listening to his interviews. Great, great podcast. And lastly, I'd like to give a shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. Love their conversations about gaming in Japan, and I find it pretty interesting, the games that they play. So that concludes my shout outs.
Excellent. And does anybody have anything else they want to say or bitch about before we go?
Yeah, I'll send a get well soon to the boogeyman.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Who's recovering from a car accident right now. He's all right, but busted up, so...
Oh, he's feeling good, dude. He's on some good drugs.
So, get well soon to the boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, I guess that is it. That wraps up the show. And if you don't like Mortal Kombat, I do not suggest you tune into next week's episode.
Yeah.
So, everybody enjoy it, and we'll see you next week. So, Mr. Khan.
And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Oh, you can't.
Mario! Zero dollars!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.